Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. They're still not warm that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That's the same thing that happened the other night. I love a festival crowd that wants to come see a fun show that they never listen to. So don't go woo after I say this next line. Just listen to what everybody else does. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That's what it normally sounds like, but I appreciate the woos as well. Thank you for being here. This is my second Doug Loves Movies, as I said, this week here at Moon Tower Comedy Festival, and my first time at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas! I got a wobbly mic stand. All right, here we go. What day is it? It's Saturday, September 25th. And before I bring out my guests, I gotta do Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Wise Guys in Las Vegas on Saturday, October 9th, and I'm doing stand-up at Comedy Works in Denver on Sunday, October 10th. For all my upcoming dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Ted Danson, one guy said Ted Danson. There you go. All right, that's the last time you have to feel bad for not knowing what to yell out. We get those over with early today. Let's get the guests out here. My guests are three of my favorites, and I'm sure they're favorites of yours as well. Please give a big warm welcome to Matt Bronger, Billy Wayne Davis, and Amy Miller.
We're back, baby.
Watch out for that bear.
I got him.
What does that hat smell like, Billy?
Smells like bear.
Dead bear.
Good old Texas bear. They're endangered.
I'm so far away
well,
from
you. Well, they've managed to arrange the chairs so that I can't see any of my guests. Here, Amy, do you mind standing up for a second?
No, I don't. I'll do whatever.
We just have to be able to see across and see everybody.
Billy has like a perfect cowboy visage, you know, like it, the shape of your face and head.
Oh, his profile?
Like,
yeah.
I put that on, I look like an eighth grader someone drew a beard on, like it's trying to be a cowboy.
I did not notice the hat backstage.
Oh, I just stole it from the bear.
Oh, are you kidding me? The bear still got a hat on.
I changed
the bear
hat?
Was wearing two hats?
No, I had a different hat.
Everybody saw it but us. I got on stage and I was like, hey, that bear has an Oakland A's hat. The fuck?
I was really like, yeah, what's the story? Why love, Oakland A's, bear?
You did not hesitate. I'm taking that hat, man.
I just switched him.
I'm strangely in love with the bear now that he's wearing that hat. Oh. Plus his body type.
He's so chill.
It really is a good look for him, but maybe a more of a local sports team of some kind.
He's watching the game, he's got a fish, he's all set. Yeah.
He's quiet, which I like.
Yeah, he's one of the quieter bears. He's just
a gentle
there like
giant.
That. So for the listeners at home, there's a bear on stage. All right. I have a lot of weird requests when I come to a town. I was like, if you could have a bear on the stage, I'd appreciate it. Get rid of the creek, get rid of the cave, just bring in a bear.
Your rider is insane.
Yeah, it really is really complicated. I'm like, a water bottle with the label taken off because I'm not a corporate shill. I take the label off myself.
It's Hill Country Fair.
Why would you say it after I said that I took the label off?
It's gin. Come on.
A brand no one's ever heard of. This is a big day for Hill Country Fair. I said it again. I'm sorry.
Let's meet all of my guests individually so that everybody knows who's talking. And of course, we know her voice because she's on the show so much and we love her so much. Amy Miller is here, everybody.
Thank you. Oh my God. It's my first live Doug Loves Movies since 2019.
Whoa.
What if I just start? I could cry right now, but it would make everyone really uncomfortable. I feel it though.
Yeah,
feels nice, right?
It's good. It's good to be back. And with
sick
a bear, it's like a such an incredible bonus. I've been doing the show all these years with no bear on stage, and now I know what I've been missing.
His name's Matt, Doug.
That's right. Let's say hi to Matt Bronger.
Hey. Well done.
That's all he's going to do is just tell Amy how good she is.
Yeah,
her,
good job,
her
Amy.
Remarks, yeah.
Sometimes the bar compliments you. All right, no one.
I think there's just a general sense of confusion. Like, this is a show about a bear? We came to see something about movies. Sometimes people think Doug Loves Movies is that we're going to show a movie and, like, talk during it or something. But no, we're going to chat about movies and then play movie-related games. But before we do that, we have to say hi to our third guest in the fun hat that probably smells like a bear. It's Billy Wayne Davis.
Hey, everybody.
You're from Texas, so
nope.
What?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you seem like you're from Texas. Do you?
That's fair.
Is a cowboy hot hat like a, has that ever been a part of your life?
Oh, no. No.
Because you're pulling it off. It looks like you're comfortable in it.
It hurts a little bit, I'll be honest. But, no, I can pull it off. I'm from places that people wear them. If that makes sense. I'm just happy the bear from The Revenant's here.
He's still up on charges for what he did to Leo.
Yeah, he did not ask Leo if he could do that.
Nuh-uh. There was no
consent.
Called
assault, guys. It's assault.
Yeah. That was a very grisly scene. She's back!
Don't applaud that!
Home run! Home run.
You can laugh, just don't applaud that.
Those are our guests, my guests, our guests, all of our guests, and we're going to play some games in a minute. But first, I like to ask everybody, and I'm sorry if I'm springing this question on you. I should probably warn you ahead of time. But we'll start with Amy. I think she knows what's about to happen. Could you please recommend a movie? It could be any movie from old, new, just something you think people would enjoy.
Well, I finally watched Cruella, and I really enjoyed it. It's very fun. It's very pretty. It's kind of like Project Runway with dogs. And those are two things that I like.
So what about Dogs in Jeopardy? How you feel about that?
Great.
You don't mind dogs that are being threatened to be...
No, I think they should get to host Jeopardy.
Oh, I thought you did mean Dogs on Jeopardy. And I was like, I don't know why you're bringing it up, but that sounds fucking awesome, Doug.
What is dog?
What's on top of the house?
As Matt Amodio would say, what's dog? So he's the current champion, and he refuses to say what is or who is. He just says what's, and no matter what the answer is.
Whoa.
So he'll be like, you know, what's Auschwitz?
So he's like the bad boy of Jeopardy?
He really is, yeah, because he also has a system where he just immediately starts picking the highest number question in every category. And he then works his way up because you're more likely to get to the Daily Doubles quicker. And he always gets the Daily Doubles and then wins on most of those. And by Final Jeopardy, he's got more than double of the closest competitor. So very often, Final Jeopardy with this guy is not suspenseful. Like he's already won at that point because you know he's not going to wager too much. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He's on his, I don't know how many wins now. I think it's 1,000.
And he's a dog?
Yeah, it's a genius dog.
I am in and out over
here.
I am in and out over here.
They were experimenting on him, and they gave him super genius intelligence.
Oh.
To make some high, like hallucinogenic drugs and electricity. Make the dog smarter.
I'm looking for my horse. That's all I'm doing.
I'd like to see that dog that presses the little buttons to talk, like the different ideas and thoughts. I'd like to see him eventually be on Jeopardy.
This is on top of your house. What's roof?
Yeah. Classic. All right, so Amy's going with Cruella. Nobody seems into it. You guys like Cruella? All right.
I don't want to spoil anything, but the dogs aren't in as much jeopardy as you think. If that's what's holding you back, I was held back by it being 1999, and that's why I just watched it. Because it's free now, if you have Disney Plus. Why am I plugging... Anyway, Hill Country Fair
Hill
Water.
Country.
Better than this generic water.
Doug just has a bucket.
All right, so let's move on to Matt Bronger. Could you recommend a motion picture?
Yeah, it's incredibly effed up, but I saw a movie called Possessor. That is, it's a horror movie. I don't know what it is about me, but I find horror movies cathartic, and it's been a high anxiety fiesta these last couple years. So I'll watch something, and I think part of it is just like, well, at least I'm not going through that kind of thing. But Possessor is a woman. It's like a futuristic kind of thriller where this woman basically gets her psyche inserted into other people's brains and goes and kills people, and then they pull her out. And she gets put into this guy, and the guy kind of fights back, and they have this kind of war in the dude's mind. It's incredibly violent. Like, violent to the point where parts I was like, you didn't have to do that. Like, you didn't have to, like, stick a cane in his mouth and break his teeth. You know, like, stuff like that. We're like, man, just kill the guy. I know you hate him, but Jesus. But it's incredibly...
Don't stifle my creativity.
I'm sorry. Billy Wayne Davis wrote and directed. No, but it's wild. I think it's on Shudder right now. So it's nuts, but it's really well done, and it's like it's a modern noir.
It's like Quantum Leap with murder?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And intentional Quantum Leap.
Oh,
like,
boy.
She knows where she's going kind of thing.
Nobody's ever seen Quantum Leap.
Nobody? Oh, boy. Nobody?
I just said oh, boy. Oh, okay. When Matt says oh, boy, you guys react.
I'm kind of Bacula-ish, so I think they...
That's true. You are Bacula-ish.
No, God,
I call him Count
like
Bacula. 1, 2, 3. That's how he does his quantum leaps. 1, 2, 3 years. Also, isn't that one of those movies where nerds will like push their glasses up and explain to you that quantum leap isn't the right words to describe what he does in that show?
Probably.
Like he doesn't. Quantum, I think, is very small amount of time. I think.
Anyone?
Or amount of something. But anyway, that the science on that show is wrong. That's why I never watched it. Same with that Hasselhoff show where the car talked. We didn't have talking cars yet.
There's no lifeguards in Malibu.
Baywatch? There's a talking car in Baywatch?
Yeah, it was the dumbest twist. But I'll tell you, when he rescued people, it was fun because they just hop in and they drive back up.
I just remember talking bouncing breasts, which I guess I watched it high all the time.
Yeah, that was just for
that's
you.
That's why, because you were high?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time
you said
like bouncing
high
breasts.
Instead of horny.
No, I always like them.
Possessor.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I worry that a guest comes in and just makes up a movie.
Oh, it sounds like it, but no, that was the last movie I saw for.
Okay, Possessor. And Possessor and Cruella. So we got, it's almost a kind of a theme going here. It is October, so I guess scary movies are, it's not October.
Almost.
This episode doesn't come out until at the very beginning of October, but I still had to be honest in the moment because people were thinking this guy doesn't even know what month it is. We chose to watch him host a show. What do you got, Billy Wayne Davis?
One of my favorite movies is Wonderland. It's got Val Kilmer and like a lot of really incredible actors in it, and it's about John Holmes and that murder at the Wonderland apartments. And it got overshadowed because it came out at the same time as Boogie Nights, but it's fucking good. It is real, and if you guys get a chance, it's awesome, and the soundtrack's amazing too. So it's just it's a really well told awful LA story.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
No, you caused Matt Brauer to just get up and
I didn't ask him
start
to get
walking
up.
Around.
Well, that movie reminded me how all the hippies started doing coke and then started packing enormous guns and then hanging out with a guy with a giant cock. So it made me feel weird. So I went over to that table for a second.
I like it.
Yeah, and
I
promise you that
movie.
When you move to LA and it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Where's the hippies with coke and the giant cocks at?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Moon Tower.
I'm just cheering Amy on, man. That's all I'm doing.
All right, we got three movies that I feel like they'll all make me uncomfortable. I saw Wonderland when it came out, and you're right, it is an intense movie and doesn't have that stylishness that Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights was just such a fresh thing in general, but I'd check that out again. And Cruella, like you said, it's free now if you have HBO Max. And... And then you can watch that in this month right now, October. And
happy October, everybody!
Yeah, and
we're all sober, right?
Matt said Possessor, and we all shuddered because that's what that's on.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a very grisly movie, right? Right, everybody.
Right, Bear.
That is a good follow-up question. Does anybody have a favorite movie that has a bear in it? An audience member does, but I wasn't looking over there.
The movie The Bear. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where those guys are like on a mountain and the bear's like, that bear, at one point, the guy's like on the edge of the cliff and the bear goes, he starts scraping the ground like, jump, jump. And it was like, oh my God, that's the scariest thing you can imagine. It's like you either get mauled or you jump off. And I was like, how did they get that bear to do that? To look at him and go, no, you need to jump. I'm going to murder you. Like that trainer was high-fiving himself all day.
That was a crazy talented bear.
It's a talented bear.
Might have been multiple bears playing that
role. Yeah.
Well, I got to go with Great Outdoors, which is the fucking best ever. But that bear was like in every 80s movie with a bear, right? Like he was a star.
He was the go-to bear for a while.
Yeah. He was making money. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It's like Dennis Hopper in Apocalypse Now.
There's a moment in that movie, though, that bums me out because someone, you know, showed me it, and that if you slow it down, there's a part where you can genuinely see the trainer hitting the bear with a stick.
Oh.
Like, it looks like a very thin stick, like maybe not, you know, it's more like just to get his attention, I think, but it's still like, damn, that was
okay. I'm going with Paddington
cool.
Now.
Hey, but to be fair, bears don't listen.
Yeah,
Billy was the trainer.
You're always stealing their hats, Billy.
Well,
thought of that.
That's true. And my favorite movie with a bear in it is Grizzly Man. That shit is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, it is.
That, of course, is the movie where a guy became friends with a bear until the bear was like, oh, today you die.
Yeah.
I love
that.
It was
a new bear that didn't know him. That just showed up.
Oh, a new bear wandered in and killed him? I've never watched this movie.
Like, you guys crazy? We hate these people. I'm going to eat this fuck.
I like how
and then all the other bears are like, all right.
Good point.
I can't believe he was eaten by a side bear.
his side murder piece killed him.
I just enjoy how often white people choose danger just to feel alive.
Yeah.
I was just in Alaska this year and brought that up, and all the Alaskans are like, yeah, that's what, if you fuck with bears, they eat you.
It's an alpha predator.
They're just like, there's no joke to them, like, that's the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
There's nothing that hunts bears,
yeah.
Like, besides us.
I'm like, did you guys finish that movie? You're like, no, we know what happens.
I wrote that movie.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I mean, it shows you how much, like, the myth of Hollywood will drive you insane, because that guy was, like, it was down to him and Woody Harrelson for the role of Woody on Cheers, and he didn't get it, and he was like, I'm going to live with bears. Like, that's how crazy Hollywood makes you.
I do love that.
I don't get a part. I'm just like, not living with bears. Fuck it. I don't
it
care.
Feels like the bear is smiling a little bit more since we've been talking about him so much. Like, am I crazy?
He's like, I feel seen. This is good.
By the way, he does dance and sing. This is a Showbiz Pizza, and he's going to rip a bass out any minute.
Is Showbiz Pizza just another name for Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Or is it a totally different? Oh, okay. Yeah. Chuck E. performs it both.
It's like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go to a place that has a singing rat and it's not Chucky.
You got to watch The Rock-a-Fire Explosion, directed by the director of Jasper Mall, my favorite film. It's all
about
the
showbiz
pizza
animals. I think she was just saying words she made up just then. None of that made any sense to me.
I have no idea what's going on.
She was on this show once and recommended a movie, a documentary called Jasper Mall. And she and I have talked about
it
a lot because it's very entertaining, a documentary about a dying mall, and very relatable because every mall near everybody is dying.
I was just a moment where I was like, I'm having a stroke.
They also directed a documentary about the Showbiz Pizza band and these guys that collect those animals. It's really good. People do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's true, but I just, this show business pizza thing's rocking my world, because I just thought it was Chuck E. Cheese everywhere.
Mm-mm.
Me too.
I grew up going to showbiz, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's what got him into showbiz, actually.
I just learned his...
Well, I went to live with bears, and then Woody Harrelson got it, so then I went into showbiz.
You would have been a great Woody.
Yeah.
No, he's a very attractive man.
Oh, that's not what I was...
The part. I didn't know that Chuck E., like, the E stands for entertainment. I didn't know that until
right,
I was like...
Right, that's wild.
His name is Charles Entertainment
Charles
Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
It's true.
It's a sophisticated man made of entertainment.
Man.
A mouse that walks and sings upright.
Talk about nominative determination. That means your name is what you become.
Danger's my middle name. Mine's entertainment.
That's why I'm starting a band.
Hit it.
Look how happy he is.
That really is a happy bear. Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Now, of course, a quick reminder to everybody in the audience that unless asked to speak at some point, because we do have parts where there's audience participation, if we haven't asked, just let it be between the three competitors on stage. And a quick apology to everyone in seats that can only see one of us on an end. That's just, when it's crowded, it just happens. Did you get here early for that seat, sir? You were the last person to walk in, and they're like, here, it's the fucking worst seat. Doug Benson has COVID. You're going to be right under him. And you're not going to be able to see any of the other guests. They're a mystery to you. You don't even know who's next to me.
Do you have COVID?
Hey, Amy. No.
Oh.
Who said that?
A doctor.
I had it back in September, but it's October now.
It's not, Doug. It's not.
Oh, no.
God damn.
Oh, that is... That's
Am I allowed to just leave?
That's some Texas politician shit right there.
Well done.
Also, they're thinking about recalling me in California, and I'm not even a politician. All right. This first game we're going to play today is called... Wait a second. I have to go to a commercial break. Yeah.
Okay.
It's written right here. It says, are you ready to play some games? We'll do that right after this break. I just haven't gotten that skill yet of like setting something up and then throwing the break, you know, like Ryan Seacrest style.
He's so good.
15 more years, he'll get it.
He's so good at that. Not at anything else, really. But he's got that down. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and we're so excited to have selected people in the audience for my guests to be playing for. Amy's playing for Landrew Before Time. Billy Wayne's playing for a guy with a Kazam pizza box. His name's Brendan. And Matt is playing for Zach, who reworded very cleverly the poster for the movie Jack.
Simple and effective.
And Amy is also contributing one item to the prize bag because she has these wonderful Amy Miller pillowcases.
Are we sick of these yet, or what?
For smothering people to death.
Or trick or treating because it's October.
That's right. Another thing
these
are good for.
How much fucking candy do you need?
You can always.
A lot.
A cat in the river, too.
That's fair. There are several ways to drown a cat.
Anyway, it's on the
it's an old saying.
The pillow says, I'm sleeping with Amy Miller on it. Got to get that joke out there. And thank you, Amy, for contributing one. And if you have, she's got a few more. Even you mentioned that you would want to throw one or two into the crowd.
Yeah, I wanted to throw donuts, but I like the staff here too much.
Oh,
not
you did
even
it.
Looking. Hit him in the face.
That was the most accidental catch I've ever
Maybe
seen.
Maybe you toss it over here, Matt. You have
go.
Longer
Matt's
arms.
Matt's gonna really throw it out there. Yay!
And the rest are for sale.
Oh.
See you outside.
Yeah, people are like, I'm still gonna get a chance. No, you're not. Not unless you got a slick $50 bill.
They're $20.
They're $20.
$500 bill.
They're $50 in September, but $20 in October. So you're here just in time.
Not a bad business selling hoods in Texas. You guys made that bad.
Billy, is this where I sing Southern Man by Billy Young?
No, I would not do that.
Could also be a ghost costume.
Sure.
Ghost of the past.
Because it's almost Halloween.
You mean like Ghost of the Confederate Dead?
Come on.
Sorry. That's
you guys. We're trying to have a good time, Doug.
I think we are having a good time.
I think we are, too.
We are.
I've got a pen with a lid on it and another lid, so I can really change it up.
I stole a bear's hat.
Sweet.
Are you going to keep that hat?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fair trade.
No, I tell people where I'm going to be and what time. You can't steal stuff when you do that.
This is so dumb.
I would like to see you like in an ad for some weed company in the like do a parody of the Marlboro Man, but you're like the weed man.
It would just be like, hey, I had cancer and weed helped.
Perfect.
That's the
weed
helped. Because that guy, the Marlboro Man, died of cancer. Y'all know that, right? Because, you know.
I thought that was just funny. Just cancer's just funny to bring up in general. So that's why I was laughing.
Evergreen.
Yeah. Never gets old. Let's play a game called Live, Die, Repeat. Couple people. It was very popular back with the live shows. I can't really do it over Zoom because I need to see all of my guests. This is probably the right time to leave. Yeah. All right.
Gotta go.
It's a smart play. I think I'll be back.
You guys make fun of my bear one more time.
That's it.
Can you hear the show in the bathrooms here?
I thought they played music.
Well, when you're on stage, it sounds like music.
Can I just talk to that guy in the shitter while he... Everything moving okay?
Yeah, just relax and let it happen. Don't force it.
I mean, it is, like, if he does have to go number two, he is doomed right now.
Yeah.
He probably usually listens to podcasts on the toilet.
Who doesn't?
He's just in there, he's like, piss as fast as you can. Let's get in here, let's get out.
Hurry.
This is how Live, Die, Repeat works. I will say the title of a motion picture, a real motion picture, and I'll say it slowly, and... The first one of you to repeat back, to say out loud the full correct title, wins this dumb, dumb game. Because all you gotta do is listen and repeat it back. But if you figure out what the full title is before I say the full title, just go ahead and yell it out.
Ooh. What if you yell out the wrong thing?
I'll start over and there's no penalty.
Awesome.
Eaten by a bear.
Yeah, and there's also, I enjoy a good pre-guess.
Pre-guess sounds a little
nothing.
Gross.
It does.
Yeah, just like a pre-guess. Like, I didn't mean to pre-guess. I'm so sorry.
It's always very flattering when someone pre's.
Yes.
It's just the mess is the problem. All right. Here we go. Children of...
The corn.
Children of the corn.
Children of the corn, too.
You made the same expression as the bear. It was so perfect.
You going to check on the other guy?
Massage his belly, would you?
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Ooh, a great dude.
Oh, I get so excited whenever I see Patton Oswalt's dad. I also love this one. You're on a podcast. All right. Children of the earth. Just back just in time, sir. Children of
men.
The corn. Four.
Children of the corn four.
Children, children of the corn four. Four.
Cream of the crop.
The.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigger.
Children of the corn.
Throw a dart.
For the.
Children of the corn for the stocking.
Nice. Children of the corn for.
Sheila Joe Jackson.
Still cobbing it up.
The still cobbing it up.
The still cobbing it up.
Children of the four.
Nope.
No, hold on.
Children of the corn, 10-4.
10-4. This one's amazing.
I'm just going to throw one more in the mix. Children of the corn, 4. Horny and cornin' for more.
The horny
and cornin'
for more.
That's the parody.
Horny and cornin'. Cornin'. Apostrophe.
I have one. I want to play.
Please.
Children of the corn for field of creams corn.
Dented can, you save a little money.
All right, here we go. We've almost got there. The children of the corn for the
reckoning.
Oh, you gotta say the whole title, buddy.
Children of the corn for the reckoning.
No, children.
What a great setup.
Children of the corn for the gathering.
Children of the corn for the gathering.
That is correct, Amy Miller.
Good job, Amy.
I mean, they could have used some help with that title.
It feels like there's other movies that are : The Gathering.
Yeah.
Seems like a real lazy title.
Magic.
Yeah. But you did it, Amy. I forgot to blow the winner whistle.
Boy, yoing.
Yeah.
Children of No One, Juggalos The Gathering.
Children I've Never Met, Juggalos The Gathering. That's 1 point for me.
That's 1 point for Amy Miller.
Fuck yes.
It's not really a point. You just won that game. And you get to go first in our next game. And it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I will say a tagline from a motion picture. It's usually something on the poster, somewhere in the advertising materials. Sometimes I have more than one to choose from, so I could pick the weirdest one or whatever. And I'll say it. Amy gets to go first because she won that last game. So I'll say the tagline to you. You get to guess. If you don't get it, then Matt gets to guess the same tagline all the way down to Billy Wayne Davis, BWD. And then if none of them get it, nobody gets the point. We move on to the next one. All right?
Copy that.
Okay. Amy?
I'm nervous.
Roger.
Oh,
Roger,
and, there's a theme. All of these movies, obviously the first one, you know, you can't know what the theme's going to be, but hopefully you'll figure it out. Bless you,
bless
audience,
Zach.
Sneezer. We need you to quarantine for 10 days. Quarantine that nose. All right, here we go. What movie has a tagline, Amy? If they've really got what it takes, it's going to take everything they've got.
Oh. Okay, I'm trying to guess the theme. Going out on a limb. I'm gonna say Bad News Bears.
Oh.
That's a good guess, right?
Yeah. Richard Linklater probably filmed here in Austin or close by, but that is not correct.
Damn. Really good guess, though.
Kudos.
I mean, boners are still popping, so.
I heard the doings. So many doings.
I'm so into this right now. None of you are going to get this.
Oh, I get so
I do not like how hard he makes those questions.
The harder I make them, the harder I. Okay. Matt Bronner.
I'm going to go with The Replacements.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a terrific guess. Billy Wayne.
Okay, that's so. It's wrong. Okay.
And you have to
so
jerk
long
him
since
off.
You did the boner thing. Fair.
I gotta read the
deal,
rules
Matt.
To the
all
game.
I need's a fast five.
I'll wrap it up.
Well, he was fast and furious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angry,
Billy, you don't
angry.
Have to do the motion.
I did. I'm guessing the bench warmers.
Oh, that's another terrific guess. You all went with sports, but it turns out, no. It's about high school for the performing arts in the motion picture, Fame.
Oh.
Fame. Oh. Yeah, the other tagline that I did not use is, remember my name.
Oh, that
and I'm like, oh, okay, that would be easy. Okay, so nobody has a point, but these could get easy. They could get more difficult. Probably both. You're first again, Amy. With bridesmaids like these, who needs enemies?
Bridesmaids?
I mean, you know how game shows work, right? Where the answer is usually not in the question, unless it's me fucking with you. So yeah, you do know how this works, and that answer is incorrect. Yeah, it was exciting though. It was a fun guess. So she took bridesmaids. It's with bridesmaids like these, who needs enemies? So if you want to guess enemies, by all means.
Smallest little middle finger. It's so sad. Like a baby's mad at you.
I've never laughed so hard at somebody giving me the finger.
It's embarrassing.
I loved it. I'm telling you, the more you lose, the more excited I get. All right. We have Matt now?
Yep.
Okay, what's your guess?
The Stepford Wives.
Oh, let me read that again. With bridesmaids like these, who needs
enemies?
That's
not bad at all.
That's not bad. That's a terrific guess. Could have been either of the two Stepford Wives movies. But nope. Billy Wayne?
With bridesmaids like these, who needs enemies?
Mm-hmm.
Father of the Bride.
Wow, that's, I mean, that's just kind of a sweet little movie. I don't know why there's
I don't know the answer,
involved.
So I just named a movie I like.
I got no clue on this one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in this room should know this one.
Great. That's fun.
But if they do, they feel very special. It's a motion picture called Bachelorette. See, they knew over there that Bachelorette party.
Are you just cheering words, you know?
I think they might be a Bachelorette party because you can't walk 2 fucking feet in downtown Austin without stumbling over somebody's shoes they're not wearing. Okay. Oh, I really enjoyed that one. Okay. This one might be easy, Amy. Might be tough. But, you know, no matter what, these other two contestants are going to be chasing Amy. The tagline is just, it's awesome, period. Totally awesome. Matt's making a I know or O face.
You know it?
Just had a boner.
Oh, I didn't hear the sound.
Just had one.
It's awesome.
I might know it.
Totally
sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't even have a guess.
Interesting. We can move on to Matt, or you can just say
Schindler's List.
I mean, he was an awesome guy.
It was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're on the list, that was awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks, Schindler.
I have no idea.
You're a rad dude, Schindler.
Mr. Spielberg, are you sure this is the tagline you want for the poster? Now, we've all talked about it. I can't even say we're on the fence. It's a bad idea, sir. You're the boss. You're the boss.
I made E.T.
The Spielberg impression you can buy.
Thank you.
Matt Brauer, you want to guess?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That is correct.
Yay.
I had it. I had that one.
Awesome.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Very well done.
Spicoli.
Yes.
He turned out to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's just been that guy his whole life now. So chill and fun.
Yeah, he is. Just... easygoing Sean.
It is wild that he, like his first big role that he nailed was a hilarious comedic role, and then I don't want to do that anymore.
I ain't doing that shit anymore.
I'm going to do serious shit about everybody I know being dead, and I'm not happy about it. Wow, Sean Penn, rest in peace.
Oh, no.
He's just napping peacefully.
He's got a resting dead face. All right, Matt's on the board.
I still don't know the theme. I'm blowing it.
Well, you can, you know, think it over a little bit. We've got Fame, Bachelorette, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and now we're going to Billy Wayne with this one.
Ooh.
What movie has the tagline, "Dancing to the beat of their hearts"?
Ugh.
Yeah, I think it's a typo and they left out "ugh" at the end.
That's every movie, basically.
I mean, yeah, Schindler's List for one.
Right. Jaws.
I'm going to say...
Every Spielberg movie.
I want to say the underrated classic Dream Team.
Oh, okay.
Michael Keaton. Look it up.
Christopher Lloyd, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I do like that movie. I mean, when I was young and watched it, but I think it probably holds up. But that's not right.
I know.
Amy?
I guess Dirty Dancing. I'm sorry.
Why do you have to be so like that? That is correct.
Hell yeah, Andrew.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
Doug loves movies where you win if you give up. I don't know. Dirty Dancing.
I thought you were going to drag me for saying a word that was in the clue.
Yeah, that's true. The other tagline was they had the time of their lives. So that would have been way too easy. Yeah, you would have got that. All right, so now Amy's got a point and Matt's got a point, and Matt gets to go first on this next one. And it goes a little something like this.
Hit it.
She's a type A without a plan B.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, too bad it's not your turn.
I know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, get in his face.
You don't know it. That's close. Fuck you is close.
Fuck me, I'm pregnant.
So close.
What? I know. God damn it.
Don't get it right.
So scary with the hat.
Don't you even think about having an abortion right now.
You should be saying abort that thought.
Is the theme abortion, Doug?
I don't believe this is the part of the game where I reveal what the theme is.
Plus, we're in Texas. Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow the title. I know it's that Diane Keaton movie. I think it's Baby Boom.
That is the title of that movie.
I got this shit.
Balls.
Yeah. Billy Wayne Davis.
Knocked Up. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Wow, you were so confident.
I was aware of that. You and your eyes.
You got a guess, Amy?
Isn't there just a movie called Plan B?
There I'm doing it, is. It again. There is. Is that your guess?
Wait. No, that's not my guess.
Your Honor. Flagrant.
What's that? Oh, Jennifer Aniston movie and...
Cake?
She...
Leprechaun?
Where are the Millers?
It's not called Sperm Dad, I know that.
The Switch?
I love Sperm Dad.
Yeah, the
Sperm
Dad.
Oh, no. Is that it?
The Switch.
There was one where she got pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, I'm going with Plan B. I'm going with the Switch. The Switch.
Same both.
Plan B. The Switch.
They're both wrong. It's a movie called Unpregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't make
I like that. That.
It's good.
Yeah,
that sounds
good.
Horrifying.
I literally just saw it. Oh, okay.
No, it's
well.
Just, you know, it's just about a couple of girls that have to cross state lines to take care of a
family. Oh, we've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that seems appropriate for where we're at.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier.
Matt, you're first on this one.
Nobody.
You could take this game right now. The morning after is just the beginning.
Ugh, that sounds like your 20s. The morning after
Matt.
Is just the beginning.
Damn it.
Come on, Matt.
I'm just going to... Nope, that's not it. It's going to throw out what I know isn't it. Why?
Oh, you were going to say American History X?
Vowels. Makes no sense.
History X.
Just lose on purpose. Good call.
Moana would be a good guess.
A lot of pregnant pauses.
Hey-o.
Hey, Matt, don't labor too much about this answer, okay?
Stop encouraging her.
I have an answer. I just don't know if I want to keep it. Thanks, guys. Shout out to Abbott. Shout out to that son
that
of a...
That was great delivery, man.
This dumb fucking face. Sorry.
Vaginal birth.
this
so
summer,
I don't get the game.
This summer's wackiest comedy. Little vaginal birth.
Do you have a guess, Matt?
I'm just gonna give my answer before baby boom.
No.
Okay.
Knocked up.
No.
I almost said knocked up.
I was hoping you would.
Amy for the win.
Did you see that?
Like, Plan B.
Plan B is correct.
Yay.
It was right there. It was crowning the whole time.
Yep. And as I figured you'd... As I assumed, you figured it out, Amy. The theme was movies where most of the movies get people involved are able to get safe and legal abortions. Mostly. Dirty Dancing doesn't go so great.
No,
but. But especially Plan B and Unpregnant are comedies, but you know, also about that subject. So congratulations to Amy for winning that game, which of course just means you get to go first in our next game, which we're going to play right after the break. That's right, Amy. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back. You gotta come see the show live. The fun we have during the breaks is really something you have to come check out in person.
I'm just noticing this guy's shirt on the theme.
What?
It says pro-choice, pro-cheese, prosecco.
Pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope. Sounds like we're going on a nice date before you give me that pill.
It's also a great way to confuse anti-abortion people. Like, pro-choice, pro-cheese. You're like, whoa, what?
I like cheese.
I do like cheese.
What the hell's Prosecco? Sorry, Billy, I didn't mean to do your accent.
That's okay. You needed to get a laugh.
Okay. All right, you're going to go first in this next game, Amy, and it's the game that I've been playing at the end of every live show for a while because I have written down the name of an actress. I did this probably 2 years ago now, and put it in my wallet. And in this game, Last Person Standing, we take turns. I like to play too. We take turns naming movies that a particular actress was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But to determine what actresses we're going to use, I'll select audience members. And if you match the name that's in my wallet, it's been going for a while now. I've added $20 at every show where someone doesn't guess it. And so now the prize, it's $260. Yeah. So someone will win $260 if they can match the name that I've already written down. Didn't happen the other night, and we ended up with four names. Because I'll also look to the panel after the first name, and if you want more names to be in the game, like more people whose movies you can name, we will go ahead and get more names. Also ups the chance of somebody matching the title in my wallet. So raise your hand if you think you know an actress name that might
be in a wallet. This guy raised his hand first, and he can't see shit.
Well, hang on. I choose who gets to.
I didn't choose it. He just started
you
talking.
You pointed at him and said, this guy raised his hand first, and you're right. Then he started talking.
I didn't say to pick him. I just said he raised his hand first, and he got excited.
Okay, well, that's not what this contest is.
I'm confused the whole time.
That guy being the fastest doesn't count. In fact, I choose the people whose hands go up last. I choose people whose hands they raise their hand a couple of days later when they think of one. But I'd also like to choose some ladies, if that's okay. Yeah, so right over here we have a hand up, a white shirt. Yes, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what's your suggestion, Sarah?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone is a great one.
Good guess.
She's in a lot of movies, but she's not in my wallet. Yeah, only Sam Jackson knows what's in my wallet. Does he still do those commercials? I think the What's in Your Wallet commercials are somebody else now. I think it's like the guys from Shit Creek or something. The Levies. All right. So we got Sharon Stone. Do you want to? Is that satisfying to you? Would that be a fun game to just name Sharon Stone movies? Amy says we need more names. Let's see how we're doing on time. Oh, we got time for more names. All right, let's get another lady to raise her hand and wave it around. Yeah, you're doing great with the mask. You just touched it. What's your name?
Melody.
I can't hear you through your mask. Let's get
Melody.
Somebody else. No, Melanie, what would you like to suggest?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer is a great actress.
You know that's not short for Valerie.
What? Why did you say that, Melanie?
What if we found out Val was a woman? How that documentary ends? I haven't seen it yet. And I'm a girl.
And he's running for governor of California.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're looking for the name of an actress. Yeah, no, it's okay. We all had a lot of fun at your expense. And you know, Valerie Kilmer is one of my favorite.
This is why you shouldn't pick women.
Great actor.
Hey. I loved her in Wombstone. That was just for me, and it was horrible. I don't care.
The personal joke. So, do you have an actress name you want to try again? Elizabeth Banks.
Ooh,
well, that's a tough
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah.
She's directing now, though.
Mm-hmm. She directed Pitch Perfect 3. Mm-hmm. Okay, E. Banks. All right. So we got those two names. Matt says thumbs up.
I'll take another.
Amy would like another name. And it's four maximum, by the way.
We're okay, we'll do four.
Not going to go too crazy. I love all these men still raising their hands.
Well, because after what there, happened, they're
holding up a lightsaber kind of deal.
Oh, look at that! Yeah,
I think she's just saying, "Wrap it up."
Is that a lightsaber, or is that just the candle from your table, or something?
She's like, "You guys got 5 minutes. Hurry up!
Wrap it up.
Let's go."
Oh, that's the signal. Oh shit! She held that up 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
quit dicking around.
What's your name, lightsaber lady? Debbie. It is just a candle from the table. All right, and Debbie, what's your suggestion? Ooh,
that's a good one.
Rider.
Love it.
Yeah, she's not in my wallet, but she is a great suggestion.
But she could lift something out of your wallet, I bet.
Hey-o.
I didn't steal, she did.
Billy, she stole all of our hearts.
Yeah, yeah, and didn't pay for them.
Yeah, I want my heart back, honestly. Give me a buck or something, man.
All right, so I'm going to pick a man for the last one. This gentleman in the front, because I kind of yelled at him when he raised his hand. I don't mean to. What's that? Ali Sheedy?
Ooh.
Okay, we're good.
Someone has a
let's
crush.
Let's cut that part out. I should have stuck with women.
No, what's the name in your wallet?
Ali Sheedy is not the name of my wallet. And I can't reveal the name of my wallet. That'll be a $280
will you tell
person
me later?
Matches me in Vegas. No, because then what if...
You don't trust me?
Yeah. What if I don't trust you?
Well, we're going to have to talk about this.
I think I trust you. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. But we got Sharon Stone, E. Banks, Winona Ryder, and Ali Sheedy. And we're all going to take turns. Amy gets to go first, and then we'll go to Matt, and then to Billy Wayne, and then to me. And you each have one lifeline. That's the person whose name tag you chose. You can consult with them for an answer one time during the game. Tends to happen when you run out of titles, and they maybe keep you around for one more round.
Get your phone out.
IMDb.
No phones. Amy.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, Sharon also Stone's best movie.
I forgot to mention, everybody has to answer in robot voice. Breakfast Club. All right. Matt.
Casino.
Basic Instinct.
That reminds me. Amy, cross your legs.
They fucking wish, Doug. Also, I don't have a thigh gap.
I shop at the Thigh Gap. I'm going to go with probably the greatest Sharon Stone movie of all time. Everybody watches it every day, and it's called Sliver.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's scary.
Beetlejuice.
You only said it once. Matt?
Catwoman.
Oh, who's in that? Oh, she's Sharon. Yeah.
Sharon. She's the bad person.
Yeah, she's a bad lady.
Oh, yeah.
They fight. Yeah, she's Dog Woman. Dog Woman and Catwoman fight at the end.
Worst super villain name ever. I'm Dog Woman. Call yourself that?
You look all right. You look all right to me.
That's like.
You didn't workshop this name at all, did you?
I changed my name to Dog Woman. What did it used to be? Bitch. It's like that Men in Tights joke.
You don't even look like a dog. You're not even a dog
husband.
Yeah, I just hate cats, so I'm Dog Woman. It's just a nickname that's stuck. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Go, dude, go.
The Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm, that's another Winona. Ooh, I'll go with Mermaids.
I fucking love that movie.
That's why I said it.
Heathers.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. We're really banging out the Winonas here.
Short Circuit.
Who's in that? Ali Sheedy. Oh, hell yeah.
Who?
Ali Sheedy.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Right? Am I she wrong?
Is. Okay, I think you're wrong.
Thank you.
She is.
I don't know how I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Billy Wayne.
Benny and June?
Which one's in that?
Winona. That's when her and Johnny Depp are all...
No. No, that was...
No, don't...
Who? What?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the actress's name. That was that three-name actress that was in Some Kind of Wonderful. Mary Stuart Masterson was in Benny and June.
Oh, so am I wrong?
Yeah.
You're thinking of something else.
But you still have a lifeline that can help you right now.
Oh, I don't need that. I was just...
Well, try not to say wrong answers instead of getting help from your lifeline.
Solid point. Mm-hmm. Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, that's how Amy feels up here most of the time.
Or what she's doing. Shut up.
Hey, don't interrupt that girl.
Okay, how about... Oh, man, I can't remember. Total Recall.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I think Billy was thinking of What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I don't know what Billy was thinking of.
I was thinking of that hat scene from Benny and
June. No.
Okay, I have another guess. Who's the girl in that?
That would be Stinky Butt Butt.
She's great.
Didn't work, never work again.
Welcome home,
maybe
Roxy Carmichael.
Maybe it is Winona. I don't know. I can't picture a girl in that movie. I just picture Gilbert and his brother and their mother.
Johnny have
and
a girlfriend?
John C. Riley's in
that movie?
Yeah.
Juliette Lewis.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Welcome home, Roxy Carmichael.
That's a Winona Ryder movie, yes.
Dracula.
Yes. Often referred to as Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
But I won't penalize you for that.
That's nice.
But you're right.
Billy Wayne. No shame in going to your lifeline.
Lifeline me, man.
What does a lifeline say?
Say that again?
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
I wouldn't repeat that back so confidently.
I don't... What?
No, not that one.
Wait.
And by not that one, do you mean Harry Potter movies? Because none of these ladies are in any Harry Potter movies.
No, Sharon Stone's in all of them, right?
Oh, she's hiding.
She's Dumbledore, right?
Just the one American teacher smoking cigarettes. All right, magic, right? We're doing magic? Shut the fuck up. All right.
It's smoking a cigarette.
I want some goddamn coffee. Fuck tea.
Yeah, she's all those movies, she was always on a break. So we just never saw her.
For my lifeline, instead of dialing 911, I dialed 411.
Do you have another option for him?
Alpha dog. Oh, yeah, Sharon Stone's in that movie.
Sharon Stone's an alpha dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice job, lifeline.
Why didn't you say that one first before?
Because I think he just wanted to say Harry Potter.
Oh, I know what's happening, and I'll explain it soon. Is it my turn?
Sure.
All right. The Hunger Games. He's thinking of the Hunger Games movies instead of the Harry Potter movies, because he banks is in all of those. Helena Bonham Carter, who's always like Winona Ryder if she was... Yeah, because they both went out with Tim Burton.
I forgot we had a...
And they're both allergic to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very
yeah,
good.
We still got E. Banks, so it's up to you, Amy.
Okay, Zach and Mary make a porno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got E. Banks?
E. Banks, yeah.
We all forgot.
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, she's in that.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yep.
That's where I first saw her.
Don't need any yups or nos from the audience. When we ask, then. But if we
first saw her,
we can do it ourselves for now.
Billy.
Well, she's like funny and hot, you know what I mean? And then she's like, you're like, whoa, who is that?
I saw her go on a Walk of Shame. Elizabeth Banks is in a movie called Walk of Shame.
Oh, I was like, man, like, what part of Hollywood?
Right around where I live.
That's cool.
She's a lady that...
Man, I bet your wife was mad.
She plays a lady in a tight yellow dress who loses her ID in late at night in, I guess, L.A., and so the movie's just about her trying to get home. It's like After Hours West Coast style. But anyway, who's up, Matt?
Me.
No, you.
Oh, you said 40-year-old virgin?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, and then Billy said...
Catch Me If You Can.
Yep.
Yeah, and I said Walk of Shame.
Oh, Andrew. Yes.
Oh, he's going to Andrew?
Power
Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Just regular Power Rangers. Straight up Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Okay.
With Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, when she was younger, I guess. She was in some things when she was younger. Matt?
Wet Hot American
Summer. That's one, too. I saw it in your eyes. Billy Wayne?
Oh, man.
Brendan refuses to help any longer.
You got anything? Nothing?
We can only use our lifeline once, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you can't keep going back to him, Billy. You can't keep going back to that immense help that you had.
I'm going to say Hunger Games.
I said the Hunger Games.
I know, and I'm repeating it.
Do you know the titles of any of the sequels?
Hunger Games 2. Back in the saddle again.
Oh, Cowboy Billy.
Hunger Games 2, I digest it.
Hunger Games 3, wait 30 minutes before swimming.
That was just them lounging. It's just...
All right, so Billy Wayne, you did a great job today, but you're out.
Okay, do I leave?
Yeah, no, you can stay.
Okay. Can I go to the bathroom real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave and go to the bathroom. We wanted to watch.
Do it right there, man.
All right.
Piss on that bear.
On the bear.
Man.
But don't piss off that bear.
Here's the thing about pissing on a bear. You got to do it from a distance.
Yeah, but you're welcome to make a bathroom run. See you later. Look at him go.
There he goes, folks. Off into the sunset. Righting wrongs.
He could still hear us, by the way, when he's in there, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Push, Billy.
All right. I'm gonna go Ally Sheeds. She's been kind of overlooked here a little bit. And so I'm going to do an Ally Sheedy movie called... Oh, man. Oh, no, she's not in that. Fuck. Oh, St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try this. Knocked Up. She's in, like, all those movies for a little bit, right?
I don't think she's in that one.
Sharon Stone's not in that one.
No. No. No Sharon Stone, no E. Banks, no Winona Ryder.
Sorry, Andrew.
No
I tried my best.
Sheedy. But I guess her best wasn't good enough. Matt?
Wet Hot American Summer 2.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Wetter and hotter.
Yeah. Did you go to your lifeline yet, Matt?
I didn't. No.
Okay, let's do that.
Sure. Sphere. Nice.
Sphere.
Deep cut. Good luck. Yes. Thanks, Zach.
I came up with a tagline for that movie that they didn't use. There's nothing a sphere but sphere itself.
The title song, Sphere and Now, is so good.
guess what, Matt Bronger? You're a winner. You did it.
Thanks, everybody.
And now here's the part where everybody in the audience yells out all the movies we didn't say.
Role Models.
Breakfast Club.
We said that first.
I love the anger. Like you thought we never got to the Breakfast Club.
You stupid asshole.
Goddamn Breakfast Club, you assholes.
He said breakfast.
That Texas bravado comes out at weird places.
shooting into the ceiling.
Breakfast Club, pussy.
Breakfast Club. Good, good.
Which one do you think is in Devil Wears Prada? Which one? No.
That's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Cheryl Stone get confused a lot if you're talking to Sharon Stone.
Strong women.
Matt, do you mind grabbing the prize bag and delivering it to your person that you were playing for?
Nice job.
Congratulations.
He really won it for you.
Zach.
Yeah, he won it.
That's one of the few times I've seen, that guy won it.
That guy won.
Like, he deserves it.
Hey, let me ask you something, Zach. You know that phone thing that's Star Trek themed that I talked about that's in the bag? You know that lady that went crazy over it? Like, she really wants it? Do you care? Do you want it? Would you mind giving it to her? She says he'll negotiate with you, which that's creep, very man. Creepy. But
don't be that guy.
Yeah,
How bad do you want it?
Yeah.
Zach.
Where is that lady? You still want it? Did she leave?
She's asleep.
Oh. She's asleep. Shh, don't wake her up.
Fucking keep it, Zach.
Keep it.
Cheers, man.
It's yours with our compliments. Promote yourself, Amy. Tell us a little about where people could see you and when.
Oh, okay. Amy Miller Comedy. Wait, when does this come out? In October.
It'll be out late Sunday night, this Sunday. So into October.
Great news. I'm doing a little tour with Jeff Tate, everybody.
Yay! Tate.
Go to amymillercomedy.com and I'll have all the dates up there by the time this goes. We're doing a little Ohio, a little Tennessee. We'll be around. Come find us. If it goes well, we'll do more next year. If we don't hate each other by the end of 2 weeks.
Man, that's going to be fun to watch you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun
what?
Fun time.
You both are lunatics. I mean that as a compliment.
I'm getting some fingerless gloves and we're driving through the South.
We're buying up all the denim jackets in the South.
Not one drink will be drank.
All right, everybody look out for Amy and Jeff. Matt Bronger.
I'm on tour right now, the Out of the House tour. I'm taping a new special in Nashville, Tennessee. October 3rd, it's a Sunday at Zany's. So if you live there, go see that. Also, my podcast, This Might Help with Matt Bronger, is coming out every Thursday. So, thanks.
Yay!
You did it here at the Parker Jazz Club, right?
What's that?
You did an episode.
I did it with Adomian.
At the jazz club in town.
Yeah, he knocked it out of the park. He was doing impressions and giving advice. So people got advice from Bernie and Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, that's great.
All the people that
give
really reasonable advice.
Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I can't wait for it to come out.
When does it come out?
It'll be out this week, so in 2 weeks.
Right on.
Yeah.
Everybody look for that. James Adomian's hilarious. And Billy Wayne Davis?
I'm going to be on the new final season of Squidbillies, which is coming out in the next couple of months. Yeah. And I just taped a special that we don't know when that's coming out, and then I'll be on tour the rest of the fall. So bwdtour.com. is where all that is. And I have a podcast called Podcast Wayne Davis that you have to pay for that motherfucker.
And I will be on the patio if you want to buy a pillowcase.
Get a pillowcase, folks.
Get a pillowcase. They're only $50. They're $20, but if you have a $50, she can't make change.
I don't know how. I'm a girl. Melanie?
I'm doing stand-up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island on October 18th. And thank you once again to Billy Wayne Davis, Matt Bronger, Amy Miller, Moon Tower Comedy Festival, that bear over there, Creek in the Cave. And as always, oh, Danny.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. I suppose his viewing prowess makes him.